I went off on a deep end on a little sugi here, and you see, because there are some, again, hashkofa and halacha principles that are not easily seen, but for some reason, I had a little more time last Shabbos and was working on it. Decided to share with you and see how you people take to it. To share on, and that's some sofa.
Are there any more of the run?
Sure. Let me do it with some sofa. Well, there we go upstairs. Let's take out the machine. I just reproduced it. Let's see. Yeah, please. What did I do with the sofa? I used the same sofa also. I must have left it in the machine. Okay, trouble you. Let me just check it. Just a douche line. It should be in the with itself out of the machine. Little piece of Gemara that opens up a whole hashkofa problem simple in learning pshat in the Gemara, and maybe touches upon what is no minor issue today. That is Emunas Chazal. How you relate to statements that Chachamim make, especially when they are ex cathedra, not strictly in halacha, yet impacts upon the halacha immeasurably. Wait a minute. That's what I told you about the Merck manual yesterday. I decided to copy this page from the Merck manual on Hipila Ruach. That's the issue. What it really means. And how significant a medical problem it really is. It's, again, this tendency to well, it's Chazal said it, but remember they said it 1,000 years ago. Much has changed, as I told you. The Merck manual grew from
a few pages to a 3,000-page thing, and therefore just discount what he said. But then you lose the whole trend of the halacha. The halacha is still based upon the facts. What happened to Adam? He's then using the elevator, I hope. 15 flights. You found him? I'm going to go.
So you won't know what to do with it, but give me one also. Pushing the toe of my dog, you gotta give a little bit of my dog here too. Okay, Buberes, Mishi Yavoda Ubor. We'll have the Gemara, Dav Ches Amid Beis. 7-8 lines from the bottom. Anybody see this Gemara yet, or have to introduce you? No. It'd be nice if you looked ahead a little bit. I won't hold it against you. It's a wonderful thing to have a class where, Baruch Hashem, everything you say is Chidush. It's says me she avoda ubro, when she looks pregnant, that's when she falls under the category of muberes, and as a muberes she has the advantage of dayashato, that we don't ask her any even mid rabbonon, even with the mala also the kadoshim, we don't ask her limefroa. Kamo hakoras ubro. What does it mean? Simple. So remember, Shema b'meir shosha chadoshim. V'yafa pi chain la'iladovo. I can't prove it to you that shosha chadoshim. But then, that is mesova. Very important little piece of the Bible. That's the mesova. Where did it start? Who began it? So I have no raya ledovo, but there's a hint, zeche ledovo, but I can see a hint from a posik. Shenema arba'i kimisholosh chadoshim, right? Tomor and Yehuda, after their encounter, then 3 months later, they said, you do what? Horo Carlos, your daughter-in-law is pregnant, and you answer, go to you with Yisorev. Okay. So the Gemara asks, you call that Zeich? Yeah.
It's a very odd, it looks to be a very odd question and answer, because the thing it gave, Misha Hukar Hoguber, from when it's recognizable, so this nice, easy test.
Say that again?
The answer the mission had given,
yeah,
from when it's recognizable, nice, easy test. If she's visibly pregnant, then yes, otherwise no. Whereas, now we've turned that into 3 months from an unknown event, we've turned a shear that's testable to a shear that's harder to test.
It's a shear, but both can be a shear. So you see, I mean, that's not we're asking correctly, and the answer is more significant.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, that these shiurim are all min haTorah, all halacha l'moshe v'sina. That's what the answer really is. So Yigo says, I will show you in a minute, Raya ledovo. He says, Zeche ledovo.
He says, no, Raya Gadola. Raya Gadola he. He broke my apostle. What more than that? Why would the Torah put down Kimisholos Chadoshim? Only to tell you, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's the Shir of Ibu. How do you know that she's Mu'uberet? It's one thing to be pregnant. It's another thing to be Mu'uberet. Pregnant, you become pregnant the morning after sleeping with the husband. Mu'uberet, you become after 3 months. That's a state, a physiological state called Mu'uberet, upon which all these halachas are depending on. Are you following? Many significant things here. He said, because I have a problem. Because Mrs. Goldberg on the second floor, right, will say, well, that depends whether she's a 9-month pregnancy or a 7-month pregnancy. Since children are born to 9 months and to 7 months, then maybe Sholosh Chadoshim means on the norm, the average woman gives birth to 9 months. Therefore, it's what? A third of the gestation period. Memele, if it's a baby that's going to be born in 7 months, then the hukka ubor starts a little bit earlier. It's a third of seven. And therefore, the halacha will change. You may not know for a while what the halacha is going to be until the baby is born. But then I have to go back, maybe, and be mitamei all the kedoshim that she was in contact with during this period of the Sheila, when she was Ro Adam, right? And she was not Mu'uberes for a 9 month, but she was Mu'uberes for a 7 month. Therefore, it lets you know that Sholosh Chadoshim, that the difference between 9 and 7 doesn't occur the first 3 months. The first 3 months are equally pregnant. And then the 7 month speeds things up. 9 months takes it easy. Which, by the way, is not an unfair expectation, since we know that, as we pointed out, on the size of a 40-day question, when Ligmar, right? When the blood is already considered to be a blood in halacha, right? He said it's at 40 days. And we, on that, we said there's a basis for the psichas hakever of Shir Ezbar, the way the Shiltzis defines it. What is psichas hakever? Right? Tzuras HaBlad. When it has a Tzuras HaBlad. What's Tzuras HaBlad? Arboim Yom. What's Arboim Yom? We came out to a Shir Ezbar. Ne'edochilik. Right, you know, babies are born at different sizes, 5 pounders, 7 pounders, 9 pounders. You know, but the early development is the same, and then the weight gain is different depending on the child. A big chiddush. So therefore, we have now a shir of Sholosh Chadoshim there. Raya L'dovo, a pasuk of the Torah, says so. And the only thing that I say, the zecher, to let you know, that the pasuk of the Torah could be interpreted as a norm only for a 9-month gestation. Therefore, I'm telling you the chiddush, even for a 7-month gestation, the shir is the same, the shir of 3.
What is with the whole 7-month, 9-month?
Huh?
The whole 7-month, yeah. 9-month that has all seemed to assume everywhere that pregnancy can be one of those two amounts.
Yeah. The baby's born in 7 months.
Gemara has unfortunately a little bit of error in that they have also the intermediary period which they call Lav Bar Kayoma. He's a Ben Ches, and they want to give him any viability. And that we don't understand there, unless you look in Tosfos and Yevamos,
And he goes ahead and told the Bari Tosfos throw in something. What's Ezel Ben Ches? Show Nigmar Tziponov, Nigmar Sarov. He's born without nails, without hair. So you know there's something gone wrong over here. So it's not just a Ben Ches in chronology, in time. But you have to put in something here in physiology, in anatomy, is something is not kosher over here. The baby's born without nails, without hair. So he doesn't say, otherwise it's not a Ben Ches. But in Pashas the Gemara, you would think that there is such a thing as Ben Ches. I mean, all the halachas, I mean, Dini Doraisa depend upon it. You don't do anything to save a Ben Ches on Shabbos. The mother, he's Muktzah on Shabbos. Ben Ches is Muktzah, you couldn't touch him. The mother is allowed to nurse him only because to relieve the pressure of the milk at her breast, she can lean over and nurse him. Strange halachas. That's halacha. That. Baruch Hashem, we don't have a Ben Ches. We don't know what that means. But all we know is that if a baby is born to 7 months, that's 28 weeks. Nowadays, we can handle such a baby. Neonatologists can handle them and get a relatively normal child out of it. Always with a lot of danger of neurological deficits. But every week more than that is the benefit. Everything wrong is better. Anything more than 7 weeks is better. A obstetrician, when the mother reaches 32 weeks, he takes a deep breath. He's on the way. He can handle that. Not too prepared for 32 weeks. A little help from an incubator, so on, he can manage it. But before 32 weeks, the obstetricians see a baby, the mother is fetching around, complaining of some early labor pains and so on. He knows that he's in trouble with that patient. We're not happy with a 7 month nigma that's called a baby that's finished. It's not finished. Okay? That may also be a factor that many 7 month babies didn't survive, so they want 7 month babies. They give another count on what they were. But I would imagine that maybe even most 7 month births would not have survived those days by the help of oxygen. You ever have occasion to, as I do, to be in the neonate ward at Cornell? Yeah, you see how they treat a premature birth. One nurse to one baby, full time. Yeah. They pull them through. Unfortunately, sometimes they say with neurological deficits. All the cerebral palsy people and so on, usually that. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan went to a few lines of Gemara and then back up to the beginning. Tana Rabbanan. Areish roisho becheslas muberes. Beroas odam. Now we have 3 months. Beachakach hipil ruach. O Koldovo Shenishal Kayoma. Harehi Becheskas Dayoshata. Three stages. One stage is called pregnant. No good Hebrew word for it. The second stage is Muberes. And the third stage is Yoledes. Here she was Muberes, but she wasn't Yoledes. So I would think, Hipilu Ruach or Goldova Chirishal Kayoma. Yoledes means has to give birth to a live baby or to a dead baby, to a baby. It looks like a baby. But it didn't look like a baby. Why? Goldova Chirishal Kayoma.
Nevertheless, legabe our first Mishnah, we treat her as a muberes. Muberes is dayashata. I don't need look for being a yoledes. You with us? The afa gab sheiraya v'dovo. Here's a simple pshat. How do you know that a woman who doesn't give birth can be called a muberes? She never gave birth. He pila ruach. And there's no such thing as ruach, as you realize. It is. We'll do the reading of the Merck manual and tell you what it is. But there's a zechel adobo. The Pasuk says, Horinu, Am Yisrael is complaining. We became pregnant. Horinu, Kamo Yolodnu, Kamo Yolodnu Ruach. We were pregnant and we gave birth to wind. Meaning, we're hoping for the Yeshua. We're hoping for being in Amidosh, hoping for Mashiach. We're hoping, that makes us pregnant, right? But we never gave birth. It never reached any stage of fruition. So you see, the Pasuk refers to that status of not giving birth. Nevertheless, it's horinu. Nevertheless, it's a state of pregnancy. Take the Gemara nu, that's the case. My zechel adova are raya gedolehi. Different than the other one, than your first case of Raya Gedolah Sholosh Chadoshim. Right? What do you mean Raya Gedolah here? Well, I meant actually it's a good Raya. Well, the answer is Kiksiv, Haikob is Chorim Ksiv. They're not talking about being pregnant. We're talking about we. We are pregnant. You know who we includes? Includes all the men in Am Yisrael. The men weren't pregnant. Therefore, obviously, it is just a poetic expression. It is a literary style, but doesn't teach you a masorah as the first pasuk did. The pasuk of Sholosh Chadoshim gave you a masorah. This was just you're trying to a hint. Yeah, okay, it's a good hint, but that's all it is. Okay, so far so good. This is easy stuff. Now get a little more complicated. But I mean, we ask you a kasha. Kasha so shneim u'shlu shishi yipil ruach. O kol davar sheinu shel kayoma. 2 days she's in labor. On the third day she gave birth to something that's not of lad. What we referred to before as yipil ruach or davar sheinu shel kayoma. So the Gemara says, "Hareze yoledes bezov." Since she didn't give birth, then she could not have been classified before as dam koshi, blood from childbirth, which is not metame as a zova. So we treat it as regular blood. Therefore, we said she's yoledes bezov. Now she needs Shiva Nikim in order to be able to be Tahora. Hey, don't lose me on this one quickly. Focus on it. Now, Lachi is that Dam Kushi is not Dam Nida. It doesn't require any Shiva Nikim. Dam Zova requires Shiva Nikim. For 3 days she saw blood. But the third day, she gave birth to something which is not considered a blood.
It's not Ksiva Vatz. Therefore, I back up and say it wasn't Dam Kusha. It was just bleeding. Not giving birth to anything means you were not pregnant. You're not pregnant, you were not in labor. It discounted the 3 days of labor. But why? If you tell me that in our halacha of Dayashata, we consider her as a yoledes, and therefore we don't go back and asa me'es le'es le'mefoa, then it shows that it is a ma'isa leida. If it's a ma'isa leida, then it should be classified as dam kuchi and not require shivin and kiyum, and not classify her as yoledes bezov. If you say that this, whatever came out, is considered an act, and we classify her as a yoledes, then kushi samach leleda rachmana tare. Kushi before birth, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mataya the blood, meaning it's not considered as blood, as dam of azovo. Look at the first, look at Rashi on top. Remember the Gemara before, where she stopped having labor. But here's lo shavsu min dayim, right? She didn't stop having the labor pains. Therefore, v'dam hakushi machmas avladu bo. Therefore, we attribute the blood to the act of giving birth, and therefore, it's not considered dam zovo. Okay, you have that clear. You want to explain it again, or you're right? Explain it again. Okay. Remember the halacha. If this isn't, she goes into labor, and if it's the acharosa yom, they needle the nida, which is the time of Zova, then she's a Zova. If, however, she was pregnant and she goes into labor, I don't care where it is. That blood has nothing to do with Nido and Dama. That falls in a new category. Halacha for Zocho, she's Tveya for 7 days, for Mikeva for 14 days, has nothing to do with the classic Nido Zova halacha. The chilik is, she doesn't need Shiva Nikian. She waits 2 weeks, and then any dam that comes after that is dam tohar, before the rabbanon obviated dam tohar. Remember, otherwise, according to the psukim in the Torah, the zocher has dam tohar for 36 days, and the keva has dam tohar for 66 days, following a 14-day period of tumah. But if she was considered to be a zova, meaning not a woman giving birth, then she needs shiva nikiyum. The other thing Gemara said, she's a leves bezov, and shiva nikiyum means she was not considered to be a woman giving birth. She was never pregnant. The bleeding she saw was normal bleeding in the nido zova category. Zasi says, if you tell me that this hipil ruach or davashen shal kayoma, you say she's nevertheless considered to be having been a muberes, and therefore we don't asa her me'es le'es, but we say dayashata like the dalad doshin. She was still one of the dalad doshin that dayashata. Then why over here do you still consider her as a non-muberes? You consider her as someone whose yoled is bezov. Amara Papi, now here you gotta keep track of this one now. There's Rab Papa and Rab Papi. Okay. This is Rab Papi. Rab Papi answers, listen carefully. Hanach me'es li'es.
Forget about the Meisa'is. Leave that alone. What kind of kasha is it from our Mishnah, Meisa'is, and how the Gemara classified this woman as your letters resolve? The Rabbanon. Meisa'is today is only an Issa the Rabbanon. Therefore, the Rabbanon decided to be Mekel. There's no reason to be Machmer to begin with. It's only made the Rabbanon they were Machmer. Therefore, this woman, she was a look like pregnant, she almost pregnant, could be pregnant, good enough for us. We classify her among Muberes, and therefore we don't ask her on the Eisleis. What's the problem right away? If you're learning Pshat, you train yourself to learn Pshat quickly. Really have Akasha right away. And that is, the assumption of the Gemara was that this Meis Leis is for real. That the Rabbanon decided, made a takone, were whole interest in protecting Kodoshim, right? Mala also be Kodoshim. Therefore, they wanted to ask a woman, Meis Leis, to teach her she has to be more careful when dealing with Kodoshim. Why should they suddenly become lenient in this case? This case doesn't apply. Now, Popi says, big deal, said the Rabbanon. When do you treat the Rabbanon that lightly? All along we've been saying, in the previous sugi, we said, the Rabbanon are machmer more, to protect the Rabbanon. Right? Remember? A tful yom was not matani the mashkit. But someone who is who was with the Rabbonon, that was Yematami Mashkin. Chui Kalim, Yematami Mashkin. Why? Came to Rabbonon, we're going to make sure that no one takes advantage of the Rabbonons. Because Rabbonon did kill, Hechmiribo Rabbonon is the principle. So here we have a problem. Why? What kind of. It seems to be a kind of off the cuff comment of our puppy. Big deal. You're dealing only with the Rabbanon, and this one is almost Muberes, so it's good enough. Okay. That needs a Hezbollah. Look at our Papa comes. Our Papa says, Midahu taimo ele mishum de rosha kovet oleo, veberea kvetin oleo. Why is it that we are Muberes is Dayashata? Because we say she's Musolekes Midomim. Why is she Musolekes Midomim? I can prove it to you she's Musolekes Midomim. She has a heaviness about her. Her head is heavy, right? Her limbs are heavy, whatever that means. Kind of malaise sets in, right? Hachaname here, this woman, even though she gave birth to something which is not Bar Kayoma, or Hipi L'Ruach, but nevertheless, she was pregnant. She wasn't Muberes, maybe, but she was pregnant. She wasn't in Halacha Muberes, but pregnant she was. Well, I'm not looking here for Halachic status of Muberes. I'm looking for what? The physiological fact, being pregnant, meant that some kind of changes happened in her. And those changes made her Musulekes Midomim. What is Rapope arguing Rapope? Rapope says, we just make us the Rabbanan. Comes Rapope with a medical, physiological, obstetrical observation that what? Avera Kavedin Olao? Roshet covered on her, and that's why she's with the legs midomim. And what does our puppy hold? He doesn't agree to that. You have a machlokes in mitzius now, and that's where Hashkofa Yonim come in. We don't like machlokes in mitzius. Whatever source of knowledge Chazal had for their medical, biological knowledge, they had. They didn't argue in those things. They were not the mumkin in those things. Whatever came down, they accepted from the Greeks, wherever it is, that was the the knowledge of the time, and they related to the knowledge of the time. So you can understand what's the machlokes rapopo rapopo. Right? In order to understand this whole sugya, you need the next shaila also. It's all intertwined. That's the ram that I gave you. I gave you the ram and the chsam sofer. Back to back there. Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyo mi Rabbi Zeiro. Roaso v'yachakach hukar ubro. This is a question almost like, remember the Gemara where, I don't remember who the name writer is, asked the question. You said that a pigeon 50 amos from the coop.
Oh yeah.
You assume is what is belongs to the coop.
Yeah.
More than 50 amos is Musama Hefka. So I was a shayla.
If it's on exactly 50.
1 foot is in 50. What they say to him?
Kick him out of the basement.
Kick him out. Well, why is that?
Yeah, we made a t-shirt of that in Goshen.
Okay, that's a similar question here. Huka Rubro. Oh, she looks pregnant. 3 months passed. Right? And what? No problem. Dayashato. But she saw the dam 3 minutes before the 3 month period was up. That's the pigeon with 1 foot and 50 amos without you. Okay. Boy me rabir me rabizero. Rosso and achakach. Then the 3 month period began. And then hukar rubro. Mao. Kivan de beinu de chazoi. When she saw the dam lo hukar rubro. Therefore, she's metamem esriyei, she's not considered to be a muberes yet. Odilmo kivan de somachle, it's so close, right? Kivan de somachle chazoi, since she saw the dam so close to the end of the 3 month period, lo metamem. Amalei, so he answered, why are you asking that? Midi hu taimo ela mushum de rosho kovet oleho vevera kvet oleho. We said there's a physiological thing. Our papa said, I have not only a 3 month period, there's also another factor. Then in 3 months, she begins to experience this change in her body, whatever it is, of her head being heavy, her limbs being heavy. Well, the 3 month period didn't occur. The time period didn't arrive yet. The idna de chazoi, when she saw the dam yesterday, ain't rosher covered aleh, ain't a banker in aleh. Okay. Ain hamikra hazer omer ele dershuni. Such a little sugi, it needs explanation. What the first one I'm going to say, what the second one I'm going to say, first one said, that, so close to 3 months, it's just as good. He said, no, 3 months is... So you see, the Rishonim and Achronim didn't miss up on the sugya. Look at the Ran. That's why I say we needed the second Abaye, because the Ran relates to that, but it relates to the whole thing. Look at the line. set this up, because this is a question that someone who's mamim b'Hashem and has emunas chazal doesn't ask such a question. Kol midas chachomim kachi b'memso hu tovel. A mikvah has 40 saw and has 39.9999 saw. No good. Mem chosa kartuv, 40 saw missing a drop. Ein yochel litvol. What is he referring to? Igmar Rosh Hashanah and Afi Gimel. The Shas here, so I made a copy last night, so I can read it to you, because it's you see how Chazal responded to this thing. The sugi there, it says Kol Tvua that Hadiyah Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, right, belongs to the previous year for all the halachos. Maisel, Truma, etc. Once it's 3 months of growth, right, that's considered to be already the growth of that year. I'm sorry, once it's one-third of the growth period, so if the growth period is normally 12 weeks, so if it grew 4 weeks, is enough. It already belongs to that year, right? Amar Rabzirya, Rav Yirmiyahu Rabzeira. Notice the same names appear here. That's what brought me to this whole interest in the sugya, right? Here we have also Rav Yirmiyahu and Rav Zera in our sugya. The kimlu l'rabbonon ben shlish l'pochus b'shlish. What's that question? The 3 months reach a certain level of maturity. You sure so? Maybe a day earlier or a day later? That's the question. Amalei lav aminalach. Didn't I warn you before? Lo tip topik nafshech lebal mehilchasa. A rebuke. Don't you step outside of the pale of Judaism. Don't step outside of the pale of halacha. Your question is a terrible question you're asking, right? Kol midos chachomim kachol. That's what midos chachomim kachol. Arboim so tovel, barboim so chosakot, avein ayochol itvol ben. Kebeitza metamek tumas ochlin, kebeitza choso, vashumshum, aneg, missing one grain of sesame seed, right? Ain't a mitami to was ochlin. Shlosha shlosha mitame medlis. Something three tvochim by three tvochim is called a begin, and therefore it's considered to be suitable to sit on. It's mitame medlis, the tame odom mikelim, right? Shlosha shlosha chosanimo, missing one thread, ain't a mitame medlis. Okay, so why don't we come back here now? Shalosh Chadoshim is Shalosh Chadoshim. No way to modify that shear. So go back to the Ran. So you had a question. What's the Ran's question? What kind of question did you ask? Michael Maboyle, you ask Hukaruvo, right? And then she saw. That's called okay. Then it's considered to be Amuberes.
She saw and then hook her over. Not mubeles. When did she see? You ask me a question. Well, it's very close to me. It's almost memsor. Almost memsor is good enough. Almost a kavetza is good enough. So what kind of guess? Question is, almost 3 months is good enough? No. That's why I point out to you that posse quoting Yehud and Tomo was a dindoraisa. So the Han says, v'nichali. But I figured out a pshat. That's what nichali in the Ran always means. And I figured it out. I'm content. I have a good kasher, but I got a contented answer. V'nichali, the hocha come boy lake. Here's what he's really asking. What the question that he asked, that Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked Abzeiro, Mi amrinan time the gimel chadosim leisha uba godol kokach shemoshe chadam liyatzmo umblizeh musulek midomim. Asking on that shir, what was that shir that you tell me, a hooker ubro? Is there a medical basis for hooker ubro? So I know what it is. In their language, when the baby is big enough, the baby commandeers the blood of the mother. So she doesn't have enough blood to menstruate. That's the imagery. Okay? Memele, she's musolek as midomim. Here's my problem. But if I know that inside there's a baby that doesn't suck any blood, is hupilo, is she going to be, as proven, he pila ruach, or he pila some, as we'll see, some grains. Obviously, that doesn't have a blood supply, so it didn't compete with the mother for the blood supply. That's my question. So even though it's shalosh chadoshim, right? But there's nothing there that competes. Right, therefore, listen carefully. Therefore, masnisin the ketani. Mishayivoda ubro hochakamar. May also yom shahuka ubro, the home aislam of foa, apa pisha dying lohuka, for nigma gduloso shall ubro in yazer, velomatami. So I had, if this is now a halacha based upon a medical fact, then I have a right to ask the question. If you tell me, that you had to tell me Allah Moshe Mishinai, that a 3 month baby, a baby 2 months also takes blood. But a 3 month baby takes enough blood to interfere with needles. That's the Kabbalah now. So if a 3 month baby interferes with the blood, and it's not just a shear like a kazayas, a kabetza, or so on, then I have a right to ask, the baby who's commandeering this blood a day before or not? I can see, yeah, it takes a while to grow. But if it's so mochlo, it's so close to it,
well,
don't you think? Watch, this is the language. Afa pi shadai lo huka kva nigma gduloso shaluba linze velo metame.
Of the logic.
So, hold a minute. Dilma, tolly. So what was Bahadale? And what was the answer given to him? Taima muber as daya shaita lesa elabashum de machmas masa ha uba rosha vaver kvedinlea. Umikvede him was so like his bedomin. The chosra hooker a rosha covered a lea. Okay, can someone give me the kasha tezas habin. It took me hours to figure this out. What did he say? Same question he started with. I asked him again. What are you, apikoros? I told you 3 months. It's 3 months. What are you asking me? Memso minus 0.01. And but how does he answer that question? To read the words, right, this, you're talking about a Rishon, right?
Okay,
let me give you the insight, and you won't figure it out yourself. What are you telling me? The question was based on what? Very nice question. If you ask, I'm saying that. He says, there's overt sign. The difference between the overt sign of being pregnant and the physiological reason for musolekas midomim. They don't have to occur to the minute, to the second. I can see that the baby, right? That's why he has his first explanation. The baby starts competing with the blood supply of the mother. That gives the mother then the feeling of masa, of Eberer Kvetun Aleha. But there should be a time gap when there is a physiological flaw before it reveals itself. There's also a little time. Give you an example. A person's anemic, right? He could be anemic for a long time and suddenly goes to the doctor to complain, I'm tired all the time, I have no koyach. Now he's been anemic already for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But the symptomology for the physiological flaw, there's a gap to it. That was his question. Brilliant thing for the heart. Says that's what the Yemi wasn't a Chivachas questioning Emunas Chazal, that Shiurim Hashiurim. He says, but you gave me the Shiur with an analysis, because Aver Kvetim Aleo. Aver Pin Aleo is now what? Symptomology that follows this. Is there not a gap between the symptomology, right, and the physiology that leads to these symptoms? So that one I figured you wouldn't figure out for yourself. Look how it fits the words. Benichali says, I figured it out. The Ocha come aboyle. Me Amrinan the time Magimul Khadosh Nesh Uba Godol Kokach Shemotchadamayatsmo. Lizehumusulakasbidomim. And therefore Mashish Liptani Mishi Voda Ubro Hokama. May also Yom Shukur Ubro Bukoma Yesles Lufoa. Ah Papi Shadai Lohuka Kwa Nigma Giduloso. The size is already there, so that he's already competing for the blood supply. But isn't yet hukaru, is not hukaru, therefore, right? Velo metame, o dilma, behukar ubra daf ketalia. Bahadale, time muberas dayashaita, less elemishum the machmas, masa ubra krosha kubaber kubedimalea. Make kubedi him so like as bedomim. The kosher hukar e rosha kogabedalea. What's the answer? What makes the musulakas bedomim, and now I'm just, this I'm making up from whole cloth. Try to answer. What mean? Normally I would interpret that as she begins to hold water. It's edematous. No, water is part of the circulatory system too. Right. He says, it's when she shows the symptoms, right? And I've used that imagery, and I think it's fairly correct. That Eber Kavayin Olah means she's now holding water. As every Mitzvah Shem, you'll find out from your wives, every pregnant woman, right, after a few months of pregnancy, has trouble taking the marriage band off. Right. Yeah. Finger swells, or needs to retain water. one of the normal problems of pregnancy. When a woman gives birth, she loses
a lot of weight.
But fortunately, that weight was not weight because she wouldn't have lost it. That some of that weight was only water weight, right? Because the body was holding more water due to the hormones in there and so on. That's what he asked. So therefore, no, it doesn't work that way. It's when the symptom is not the sign of something having happened before. But on the contrary, what's happening, why she's Mosaikas Midomim, the symptom that makes her Mosaikas Midomim is not the symptom of being pregnant, but the symptom of Averea Kvedin Olea. Until Averea Kvedin Olea, there's still not any competition between the baby and her. What makes the competition is the fact that now water, or blood as they had in it, is now diffusing more into the mother, and that's what makes it. Using the water, I think, which is a proper hesbo, proper to the facts of the case. There, so that's a hesbo. What's the answer? Indeed, if it were so that the symptomology follows the physiology by a gap, first a physiological flaw steps in of the baby Mosheches Adam, and then she feels the Kaveda Olea, then you have a good time there. Then the reason why Mosheches Midomim is because the baby has taken too much of the blood. Right. But I answer it's not so. It doesn't go that way. The symptom that you're looking for, that she is, quote, pregnant, that she's not pregnant, she's muberet in this case, is when she reaches the stage of Averea Kvedin Olea. When she reaches that stage in the pregnancy where Averea Kvedin Olea, then she's Mosheches Midomim. That was a Tevet. That was a Kasha Tevet. Okay, you want to think that through a little bit? Or you don't have to too much? We'll pick it up in the Chassam Sofer. See what the Chassam Sofer does. Yeah. Eddie, why don't we get a chance to have a tendency to lose the time? I want to say something to you on the Shultis and Parshas Lech Lecha. I read that at Sivan, Parshas Lech Lecha, an unbelievable thing. Yeah. Hey, look at the Chassam Sofer. People, you us medu time el shibirosh kaved olea. Hini mishraikin b'muo yisvora d'reisehu. We talk about shiurim d'reise. V'samchin Allah afil mandomar bestows d'reise. That's the next few lines of what we're learning. We move into the question of bestows d'reise, bestows d'rabbana. The kosher. In Cain, Isha Shehoasa Betchila Zman Hakorasubo, name of Vade Limefo Hoya Damahu, the Kose Besarechem Hemidu, Vafilu Hulin Litamu. What's he asking? There's motives of Iberia Kvaitan Leho. There's motives Gimel Chadoshim. If you hold that the soul is the Reise, she doesn't have to make a Bedikya. If the souls are the Reise, and she didn't make a bdika, she's tamea. Why? If her soul is a raisa, then chazoka is so strong that orev is man obo, and she fails to make a bdika, she's a tamea. Sounds over. So you see what You can't have it both ways. Either you believe what the Gemara says or not. What the Gemara say? Okay, Hukka Rubra occurred 9 o'clock in the morning. At 9 a.m. right? Her husband said to her, "Hey, you know, you're getting fat." So at 9 a.m. she's Hukka Rubra, right? And it says that if Hukka Rubra, don't worry about any dam. How about a minute before Hukka Rubra? I gotta worry about the dam. So why if Hukka Rubra, that's our Mishnah, and then she sees dam, don't worry about the ace le'ace. Why? Because she's Musalek as Midamim. But I know that it takes a while for the blood to come down the coast of Esalecha. So when she Hukka Rubra at 9 a.m., Vadai, there was blood there at 8 a.m. So why don't you ask her whatever she touched at 8 a.m.? I have proof positive she was a Nida then. That the, surely at that point the blood left the uterus and went into the vaginal tract, which makes her into a Nida Daraisa. So how did you suddenly do away with a Nida Daraisa? You tell me, Vestoros Daraisa, which means Badai, the Oreach is going to come. And you tell me that at 9 o'clock she saw Dam, but she saw Dam after Hukka Rubra. But I know Badai, the Dam must have been Metame her a little bit earlier, because that's the halacha, that the Dam is Metame Bifsora. That's where the Sam Sofer got his reputation. Pshat. Can't skip any lines. That's what you're telling me. So let's follow the formula. Then there's no rational reason. He says, not only mit Rabbonon, mit der Reise she was Tameya. That's what he says. What should be, he says, im kein isha shalosa betriwa zman hakoros ubo. Look in the words again. Right, the fourth line. Name of Vaday Lemefroa Hoyadam Hahu, because we say Rechem Hibidu. Therefore, I feel a chulin letamu. She was a real Anita. She's Vaday Anita. So, why does this Hukka Rubra go ahead and wipe away a dam de Reise, a Anita de Reise, retroactively? Of course, she's Hukka Rubra at 9 o'clock. That means the dam she had at 8 o'clock. He said only Hukka Rubra is the one that makes it into a rabbanon, a sofik, etc. Well, it's machmir. Okay, so just jump to the underlined line. The time is nearly. In Ibadai Hachush Yoed, the Miyad Acha Klita Sazera Nimadam Nida Shalom. Vatam Ishum Davlad Notso Gamnizu Midam Nidosu Kiyudua. Elamikom Okom Lav Chazoko Daraisi Hiyadayin Atril Azman Hakor Asubo. The Oz Messiah of Lazer, Old Svoros, Rosha, Rebo, Kvedim, Valetziru, Beza, Svoros, Yachad, Nasa, Chazoko, Daraisa, Lithkos, Cheska, Sorea, Bezman, Robo. Now he plays it strictly by the rules of Chazoke. You hold, it goes according to my rules that the Svoros, Daraisa. So we have a Badai, a Daraisa, a Chazoko. That at 9 a.m. she's becoming a Nida. Right, 100%. Then somebody comes in to mess up the Chazaka. What? She's Muberes. I know she's Muberes. I don't wait 3 months to know she's Muberes. The first month she missed the period, she's mubelas. Second month, I know, but he can't stop it. What, she's mubelas? So I know she's mubelas. And when she's mubelas, I know there's a baby growing inside, and the baby is doing something to the dominicus. Hayid, after 3 months, it takes it all away. And therefore, misame, it takes away a little bit before also. It reduces, it says, abade achush yoed, only chush, you can't see anything, means what? The rational mind, is what he means. Right? The miyad achak nitsa zera nima dam nidus shalom. It doesn't happen that dam nidus is there, and suddenly on the 90th day, it disappears. Obviously, it disappears slowly. So I know that before that, there was already a miyud dam. How much miyud dam, I don't know. Because I know that most women don't menstruate day one, month one, month two also neither. They're not to wait for month three to know that they're pregnant. Month three comes in with a halacha that they're pregnant. Right? If I use the term, she's pregnant right away, she becomes muberes at 3 months. That's the halacha concept. Because therefore, I now have what? I have a chazoka asuya lishtanos. Using our language. She sure the chorev is not a bo, but that chazoka is going to change. It's in the process of changing. Just like Chazoka Taro is Asui Lishtanos, and Chazoka Temei Asui Lishtanos, it's also Asui Lishtanos. Now, through what? And I have good reason to think it was changed. Why? Number one, she's Mubelas. He doesn't say that, he should have said this clearly. Because she missed the periods one and two. That's one evidence. Second, look at Eber Kavedon Olel. Put them both together, it breaks the cheskas orer bezman ubo. That's why I don't worry about the fact that she was a nida before, and kosi beserecha maybe do. No, she was not nida at all. Aye, chazoka orer bezman ubo. That chazoka was broken by one, the fact that she was pregnant, right? Although not muberes, and because now she shows certain signs indicating an advanced pregnancy. Right? And that advanced pregnancy, without questions, does she have any dam left or not? Together, that's how the Chacham Sofer learned Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? One more thing, and I want to get it. I didn't make a copy of it. Yeah, which I thought is the best of all. This is a Ritva. It's all in the Osama Foshim. It's all there. Ritva. He's troubled by Rav Poppy. Rav Poppy's almost what a kind of word. Good word for it. I've been coming. A less than serious response.
Glib.
Huh? Glib. Good word. Right. Good film. It's a glib response. Rabbonon, peh. It's a Rabbonon, so we'll make a little bit more. What are you worried about? It's a glib response, suppose. So it doesn't fit. Right? This one says, Tam Rapopi. You know why? Kivan de Metarino, Kivan de Taroso le Mefroa, Lohodo u Metamin. Law Mishum Hof Shain Ellis Shug Afagav the Glory the Horo Betos Habi. Since the case is talking about, he adds that to the case, it's not in the text. She came yesterday, right? and asked, I saw dam. What should halacha be? Oh, you're pregnant. Right? If you were pregnant, 3 months, dayashata, don't worry about before. 2 hours later, she goes into labor. And she gives birth to a ruach, gives birth to a dovah shen shel kayova. So then what do I want to do now? We say, she was not muberes. Muberes has to be, right, a blood kayoma. So you want to tell me now, oh, I'm sorry, we made a mistake. She was not muberes. And therefore what? Go ahead and be metame what she did before, which you told her she was tohor already. That much the rabbanon don't want to do. It's only a chumri the rabbanon to ask some eisleis, because really should be dayashata anyway. But since she already asked the question and they already paskin, it's like kind of like Markor Bezniofe, and she already paskin to her, okay, nothing to worry about eisleis. Suddenly she gives birth to something which is not a birth. Which now retroactively we say it was a horror of itos. Okay. Comes our puppet and says, it's not just a recognition of what? Of Bezdin authority. It's really like the Baal would say, Makol Bezdin Yofer. That Bezdin doesn't go back on our law. They made a mistake in Dini Mominus, pay from your pocket. But Makol Bezdin Yofer. You know, there's a good reason for this. What's the reason? Muberes doesn't require a blood. Muberes meaning requires that condition called a Berea Kvedin Oler. And since a Berea Kvedin Oler, the Psak was a good Psak. So our puppet comes now and says, what you said was only because what we've been referring to as legalism. Not only legalism. It's physiology. No matter what she was carrying inside, the fact remains that whatever was inside caused her to feel this way. A Vedic Venal, that's what Mesalek has been done. It is. So I figured out there's an opkamine between the two towards La Haloche. Right before the Sugi of Kesem. Two women sleeping in bed, and they find a kesem. One was the Yoldo Ruach, right? And the other one was not pregnant. I assume the kesem comes from the non-pregnant one, because Yoldo Ruach is enough to give her a status of Muberes, so I'll be told on the why not. Secondly, if you have that there were two women, both pregnant, right? And they find a kesem, and one of them was Yolda Ruach, right? And the other one was still pregnant. Then both are tamei, because both are equal. According to Rapopa, both are equally muberes. If I can't differentiate between them, and both have to be tamei. Okay, hold that. That's as far as I want to do on this thing. Why this particularly pleased me to spend much time on it is because it touches upon, I told you, Hashkof Yinyonim of Emunas Chazal and how we treat, quote, ex cathedra information. Yeah, things that are not the halacha l'moshe misina. Listen to this, the Shiltis. Someplace.
Okay. Very nice. Last week, the scientific journal Nature has a big complaint that people doing experiments don't share the data with other people. And therefore, it's holding back the progress of science.
Well, look what happened to what's his name? Shared his data with his editor, who then told Columbia about it, and they published it first.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, short to me, the Shultz the following week emphasizes we're not like them. What's our halacha? The nigma v'raisa, we have to study Torah. Ulag muri l'migo, and to teach it to others. The mitzvah is the lami Torah lami Yisrael. We don't hold that back. I figure out a good shot, I'm not going to tell you. You can struggle with the Gemara, I won't tell you my shot. No, if I tell a shot, I got to share it with you, right? Then listen carefully. Amar Rosh Lakish, Hama'aseh es chaveiro v'divri Torah olav akosar omer ki'ilu oso she'nemar es ha'nefesh etshar osu b'chorah. That's it. If you people get your hands on the Shultz and the Hamik Sheila, it's worth through, but time doesn't permit. I'm going to just give you the key point. So the Hamik Sheila, the Nitziv, asked the Kashi, how do you equate that? He says, I taught you Torah, right? Is kilu oso, is it I created you? Shenemar ha-nefesh ha-rosu b'chorah. What did they do in the Shos B'chorah? They took barbarians and taught them monotheism. They took idolaters, right, and made them maminim in Hashem Echad. That's a major, major change in a person's life. I taught you pshat in Nida Dav Ches Amud Beis, right? You didn't want to. Amasa, I really pushed you. And the Tziv says, not the mitzvah, not about mitzvah. Lubavitch going around giving, grabbing people and putting on tefillin on them. Very nice thing. That's not kilo or soul. They're not making the person. They're making do a mitzvah, making tefillin. They stand by a bus stop and hand out two candles for Shabbos. They teach them about lighting candles for Shabbos. Very nice, very recommending. It's a good idea, right? I didn't make a major change in your personality. That woman who lit candles Friday night, lit candles Friday night at 9 p.m. when she had time. I'm not talking about ma'asil dvar mitzvah. I'm talking about ma'asil Torah. And Torah means I convinced you to come to Reitz instead of going to Columbia.